The elevator reached the top floor then, and the doors glided open quietly. He stepped back and waited for her to exit, which she did after a moment of making sure her legs would hold her up. He followed behind her down the hall to her suite. But something in the atmosphere changed with every step. Though the sexual energy between them didn't diminish, it was as if he was reining it in. But why? What was going wrong?
"Do you have plans tomorrow evening?"
he asked as they stopped in front of her door, and she pulled the key card from her clutch. It seemed there was suddenly more distance between them than there'd been a moment before. Was he hovering back for some reason? And how was she supposed to respond to his question? Shouldn't a wealthy woman on a pleasure vacation have plans? Any plans?
"Nothing that can't be rescheduled," she supplied coyly, pleased with her quick thinking.
Disappointment followed quickly on its heels, because it looked like the night was coming to a premature close. She couldn't possibly have been reading the signals wrong in the restaurant or in the elevator. But he'd taken another step back, and the sudden stiffness of his spine told her he was about to take his leave. At best, then, she was going to have to wait another full day before she could get any answers, though the disappointment that coursed through her was at least equally in part to the sudden realization there would be no sinful pleasure, no fiery encounter. Nothing.
"Good. Dinner, then?"
Okay, so he wasn't completely uninterested, but he was playing the chivalrous gentleman? Hoping against a lack of interest, a plan began to formulate in her mind quickly in response to his proposal, one that might just ensure she'd get what she was after. "Dinner," she agreed, "in my suite, 8 o'clock. He smiled, holding her gaze for the span of a heartbeat, and then another, and then one more. And with his vivid blue eyes still boring into her own, he leaned in slowly. He was going to kiss her. She should be repulsed, disgusted to have to remain still while his lips pressed against hers. But she wasn't. Her body swayed forward, and it was all she could do to keep herself from leaning up on tiptoes to hasten the contact. Seconds passed, but eventually his lips brushed against her own, once, then twice, before settling more firmly, perfectly against hers. She closed her eyes, squeezing them shut tight as if that could somehow squelch the desire that rippled through her veins. She felt his tongue against the seam of her lips then, not probing or demanding, but beseeching entry. And she parted for him without conscious thought. But before she could curse her traitorous lips, he released her, leading away just as slowly as he'd advanced. "What the hell?" she nearly moaned aloud, but managed to rein it in. The man was good, too good, but she knew now exactly what he was up to. Make her hot, make her desperate for him, and then leave her yearning for more. And if she didn't know better, that's precisely what she'd be doing as he whispered goodnight and sauntered back down the hall to the elevator.